by, and thanks for tuning in to the Boxcar 711 Old Time Radio Pod. I'm Bob Cameradell, your host, just taking a moment to thank each and every one of my listeners for helping to make this podcast as popular as it is, and to remind you that visiting my homepage plays an important part in the ratings here at Podomat. So if you want to support me, one way to do so is to visit boxcars711.podomatic.com. Once again, boxcars711, that's one word, .podomatic.com.
The best old-time radio from people you trust, where the oldies are still young.
About this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of Sadik's Jet in 5 Sadik King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Get the taste of new smooth Sadik's Jet in 5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth and well-dried. Get the taste of new, smooth Sadik's Jet in 5 today.
probably get working. As I came out of my office door, the mist opened. I hesitated for a moment. I never used this sight. I don't find that feeling of being trapped, cut off. I can't stand it. I was late. I glanced briefly at the pole. And it took me just 10 minutes to walk down, and I was late already. If it had been any other woman, not Lorna. Well, we hadn't been married very long. I was late as it was. I got into the lift. As the door closed, I experienced that sickening trapped feeling which I knew so well. I held it down. I swallowed a couple of times. And then I pressed the button. The lift started to move down. Picking up the floor with the lift descended. 7, 6, 5, 4. I waited for the 3 to light up. But it didn't. The minute then I was suddenly aware of the familiar humming sound, it stopped. The lift was stuck between 4. I couldn't believe it. I kept telling myself that it was just some small electrical fault causing the lights not to work. In a minute, the G would light up and I'd be at ground level. But it didn't. There wasn't a sound all around me. There was a silence like a tomb. A tomb. My tomb. I knew then something terrible was going to happen to me. I knew I wouldn't step out of that lift alive. Nobody came. I found myself sitting in a sweating, quivering heap in the corner of the lift. I'll die. The alarm button. Yes, there's a button. And I saw a button to press. There's a bell and it can take it flat. All I have to do is press the button. Waiting for somebody to answer. I don't know if I expected somebody to answer immediately, but if I didn't, nothing happened. Nobody had heard me. I was alone in the lift, in the empty building. I can't stop. There must be a trap there somewhere. There must be a way to get out of this thing.
I can't stand it any longer. It's driving me out of my mind.
I was bathed in perspiration. The sweat ran out of my eyes. I was terrified. And that's when I started to hear things. My mind must have given up the unequal struggle. It must have cracked. I started to hear things.
time. They're going to be awfully late.
Laura.
Of course it's me, darling. Who else did you expect in your mind? I am in your mind, aren't you?
I think about you all the time, Laura. You know that. I love you.
Well, hurry up. I'm waiting for you. I've been here since 6:15.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you can see I'm stuck in the lift. I'll do something, Laura. Get help.
How can I? I'm here with you, aren't I? In your mind, inside your head, I'm here. I can't get help.
I'm imagining things. I must be imagining things. How can I hear her voice?
Well, if you're not coming, I'll go and meet Arthur. He's always pleased to see me. He wouldn't keep me waiting.
But then, somehow, I didn't mean to keep you waiting. I worked late, and then the lift stuck.
Hello, Arthur, darling.
Hello, you're looking beautiful.
I'm glad you think so. My husband doesn't seem to know.
I do, Laura. I do know this.
Well, there's no fool like an old fool. And he is old, isn't he?
Oh?
Much too old for you.
It doesn't matter.
I should never have married him. But I did, and now I'm trapped, just like he is, in that lift.
Is he trapped in a lift?
Yes.
Hello, Rupert, old boy. Considerate of you to keep out of the way. Well, I make love to your wife.
Oh, dying.
What are you doing? Stop it, leave her alone. She's my wife. She loves me. My mind was going. I could see the tone of the coffee, my teeth. I could hear Laura laughing. Sometimes they spoke to her. Most of the time they ignored me. They were making love. They were kissing. But it was all happening inside my head. Inside the lift. All at once it was as if the lift hit my head. I was inside my own head. What a terrible place to be inside your own head. Inside your own lift. Life in a lift. Life in a head.
So you see, Arthur, if we keep him in the lift long enough, he'll die. He can't stand to be pushed up, you know. He'll die.
Who believes that he dies? I wouldn't.
But the police will. They're stupid.
I won't die. You hear? You can't kill me as easily as that. I'm frightened, but I won't die.
Just go on, Duffy. How on earth did you manage to say Mary to him so long?
It wasn't really so long. It just seemed that way. It was only 6 long, weary months.
Well, now, we're just about rid of him. There's nothing to stop him. He'll die. Then there'll be nothing to stop us. From getting married.
Yes. And we'll have all his money. You and I are just the two of us.
You won't get away with it. You can't kill me. I'm not frightened of this anymore. I'll see you in jail for attempted murder. You did it, you two. I'll see you in jail for it.
Don't be silly. We can't go inside jail. Because we're inside your head. And we're here to stay as long as you live. Which won't be very long.
No, it won't be long at all. Because any moment now, we just drop dead of fright.
I won't! And I didn't drop dead of fright. Suddenly the lift meant nothing to me. I wasn't frightened any longer. I was suddenly strong and powerful. Too powerful in front of those two.
Laura, Arthur, I show them.
It'll be you who got dead, Laura. I'll kill you.
I'm not here. Look around you.
I'm not here.
I'm in your silly head. If I don't make sense, that means that you're going mad because you're putting the words into my mouth. You're listening.
That won't work, Laura. I know now. I've always been frightened of this. I knew that I was frightened, but I never knew why. But now I know. I knew subconsciously. I knew that something strange was going to happen to me one day in the lift. And it has. Oh, I'm not scared anymore. I'm not frightened. Because I know that being shut in your fist has done something to me. It's elevated me. I try to find a monk in his little cell. You come nearer to the mysterious spiritual things. I've been given the power to understand what you and Arthur have been doing to me all these years. You and Arthur, I know. You're trying to drive me mad. But you won't succeed. I'll kill you both.
In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth and world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
It would be easy to slip up to the roof and throw the breaker. Stop the lift between floors. That's all we have to do. You know what he's like.
What a marvelous idea, darling. He wouldn't be able to stand it. He'd go quite out of his mind. If the shock doesn't kill him altogether. And even if it doesn't kill him, it doesn't matter very much. A mad husband is in many ways better than a dead husband, isn't it?
I can hear you. If you wasn't here... You won't get away with it, you won't.
I've got noises in my head,
So?
Why?
Like that old fool talking.
It is me. I know everything, you fool. I know everything. I've heard your silly plans. They won't work. I won't get into the lift.
Yes. That was a silly thing to say, wasn't it? You are in the lift.
I was mad. I was dead. I was losing all sense of time. I didn't know whether I was alone in the lift or whether they threw up. Arthur, I never detected him. Yes, I have. I remember all the times I've been looking at Laura with that look in his eyes. They've been lovers for a long time. Long before we got married, those two have been making a fool of me. Well, I'll get my own back. Suddenly, I knew it was true. I didn't know if I'd imagined what I'd heard. I didn't know what had happened, but I knew the truth. I knew that Arthur and Laura were lovers. And I knew that if ever I got out of that mess, I'd kill them both. If only I could have known what had really happened then. If only I could have known that Laura had left tired of waiting for me and had walked towards the office block. She'd met Arthur on the way.
Arthur!
Oh, hello, Laura.
Have you seen Rupert? You were supposed to meet me half an hour ago.
Well, he was still there when I left the office. I thought he was going to work late.
Well, he must have forgotten that he was supposed to meet me. He knew at the office, so I phoned. There was no answer.
Honey, what could have happened to him, Arthur?
The lift. Perhaps he got stuck in the lift.
Well, he never takes the lift, does he? If you're right, if that has happened, he'll go out of his mind.
Oh, quick, Arthur, let's hurry. I couldn't stand it if anything happened to us.
But I didn't know. I had no idea of what was really happening. Inside that lift, everything had become unreal. I was fearing, imagining all sorts of things. It must be stuck between 3:34. It's not here, you see.
What could it mean?
I don't know, but if you like, I'll go up to the roof and have a look. Perhaps it's just a fuse or something.
All right. You do that. I won't be on the ground floor. It has been a stuck start again. I'll wait for it. Oh, how terrible. Poor
you'll be a phantom, aren't you?
I love him. I still even want to go on living if anything happened to him.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know anything of what was really going on. I was locked in my own little world. My own little world of madness. Inside my head, all around me was madness and horror and shivering unreality. And of hers are come to laugh, but I have beat them yet. I left Laura on the ground floor and was bracing up for the caretaker's flat. He was in.
Stuck in the lift? Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, just stand there, man. I tell you, the lift is stuck between the 3rd and 4th floor. You've got to get it started again. If you don't, that man will go mad.
Mad? Why?
He's a sufferer from claustrophobia, that's why.
You what?
You can't dare to be shut up. It makes him feel ill, very ill. You must do something at once.
Funny. I never heard the alarm bell. I'll have a look right away. There we are. The bloke gets ill. Well, will he be all right when the lift gets to the ground floor?
I went cold. Laura would be waiting on the ground floor. I'd seen Rupert once before when he accidentally shot himself in the stationery cupboard. I shuddered at the remembrance of it. He'd been completely mad for a time, and I realized I couldn't possibly get down to the ground floor before the lift did. I prayed. I prayed. I begged. I pleaded. I huddled on the floor of the lift in a cringing, blubbering, shivering man. I'd known fear. I'd known terror. But this?
Oh, no. Help me. Please help me. Oh, for the love of pity, help me. Help!
Oh, it's moving.
Please don't let it stop. Don't let it stop. Don't let it stop.
Come to me, Rupert. Arthur and I are waiting.
Yes? We're waiting.
You trying, did it, Petroni, didn't you? Well, you won't get away. You won't get away with it. You won't, you won't. I know the word. My friend told me. My friend in that empty lip.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Smooth and well dry. Get the taste of new, smooth, State Express 3-5 today.
This is your home back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door. Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present